You're listening to Weekend Edition on Michigan Radio.
It seems intuitive that the verbs precede and proceed must be etymologically related. And yet, oddly, one ends with E-D-E and one ends with E-E-D.
That's what they say. Good morning. I'm Rebecca Kruth, and with us now is University of Michigan English professor Ann Curzan. Welcome, Ann.
Good morning.
And I'm actually pretty good about keeping these two straight, but it is the kind of thing that when I'm writing, it does give me pause, and I have to kind of sit there and think about it before I write it out.
I do too. I will absolutely admit that this is one that I pause and just make sure that I've got my E's and D's in the right place. Hadn't thought to talk about it on the radio, except that we got a wonderful question from one of our listeners, Ron, who wrote, "When helping my fifth grader with his upcoming spelling test, we came across precede and proceed. He struggled with why two nearly identical words were spelled so differently. I thought I could provide him with a simple explanation of their origin. I cannot."
We'll provide it.
Ron, absolutely happy to help here. These are related. They both go back to the same Latin root, which is cedere, C-E-D-E-R-E, which in Latin means something like give way or yield or retreat. You have that root, and then you either put the pre for before or the pro on it. That's how they're related. Now, how did they come to be spelled differently? Let's start with precede, P-R-E. And I have to say, this one's a little tricky on the radio because these words can sound very similar when you say them fast.
They do.
Precede means come or go before, and it comes into the language in the 1400s. Probably comes in as a borrowing both from French and from Latin. What's really important here is that when you look at the early spellings, you have got a lot of variation. It's important to remember that English spelling did not get standardized until well into the Renaissance or after the Renaissance. We have got spellings of precede that have E-E-D and E-D-E. You also get precede with a C and with an S. Lots of possibilities here. And then it just so happens that this one got standardized with a C and also with E-D-E, so precede. Proceed, which means to go or come forth from or to move forward, to proceed. This one also comes in from French and Latin. And once again, you have got all kinds of variation in the early spellings. When you look at the history of the spelling of this word, you get proceed with E-E-D, you get proceed with E-D-E, you get proceed with a C, you get proceed with an S. All those possibilities were there. In the end, we standardized the spelling with a C and E-E-D. Is there a good reason for this? Not that I can find. It's just that's how these were standardized. One could make the argument that it helps you distinguish the two by having the prefix be different and the spelling of the Latin root be different. I think for the most part, people keep these straight, but I think there are also expressions where they get confused. And the one I was thinking about was when someone's telling a story or they're about, and you say something like, "And she proceeded to tell me all about her health." Now, which one should that be?
Pro.
Right. I tried to, when I said it, make that vowel a little ambiguous. She proceeded, which could be preceded or proceeded. When I searched online for this, you can find a lot of proceed, but you certainly also find she preceded to tell me, as people confuse these a little bit in that expression.
Well, Anne, thanks for explaining all of that. Now let us proceed with our Sunday.
On to brunch.
Ann Curzan is a professor of English at the University of Michigan. We look at the evolution of language every Sunday morning here on Weekend Edition. If you can't always catch us on Sunday, you can subscribe on iTunes. Just search for That's What They Say. And if you have a question about our ever-changing language, email us at language@michiganradio.org.